Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about missions for everyone, how the act of taking the good news of Jesus around the world and to our workplace and everywhere in between is a part of carrying out the mission that God has for each one of us, the Great Commission, to go into the world, or as we go into the world, to make disciples. And so throughout this week, we're going to be talking about different aspects of how that happens, how God uses each one of us to be involved in sharing the good news of Jesus, and with a specific focus on those who leave home, leave family, leave the comforts of familiar to go to people who are, well, at least initially foreign to them, in order to learn their culture, to learn how to share Jesus most effectively. Those that we often think of as missionaries, though it is a task that belongs to every one of us to learn the workplace culture in order to more effectively share Jesus, to learn our school culture to more effectively share Jesus, to learn our neighborhood culture to more effectively share Jesus. But for those that give up much, we spend extra time today and throughout this week praying for them and discovering how God would have us participate with them. And today we're going to focus in on provision and how God uses each of us to provide the needs of those who are serving as missionaries. Philippians 4, verses 17 and 19 says, "Not that I am looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." There's times where I hear that, and I hear people say, well, if God meets all of my needs according to his glorious riches in heaven, why should I give anything? God will meet their needs too. And when we get that mindset, we miss the first part of what I read from Philippians. The giving that we do isn't because God's bank account is short, but it's actually for our benefit. And when we give to those who are in need, when we give to those who have devoted themselves to sharing the good news of Jesus in places that we likely won't get to, it becomes a credit to us as a partner with them in making disciples. And what Paul is getting at is this belief, this teaching, this truth of Jesus, that we can't outgive God. Now, to make it clear, I'm not talking about some sort of health and wealth gospel where we give and there's a direct correlation between our bank accounts getting fuller. In fact, there are times where God says when we give as we ought to give, he doesn't necessarily fill our bank accounts, but he keeps the devourer, the locust, the destroyer from minimizing what we actually have. And so it works in a variety of ways. The real key is our heart. our motivation. God says that He loves a cheerful giver, one who does not give out of compulsion, but out of desire. And when we consider how God provides for us, we recognize how He wants us to be involved in that equation of provision. When we look to God as the source of all that we have, we begin, at least we ought to begin, to change our heart, our mind, our focus on generosity. And it's not that we give with selfish motives, we give out of love. Out of love for God, out of love for people. And God says when we begin to share with those directly involved in sharing the good news of Jesus, we become a partner. And the fruit of their labor becomes the fruit of our labor. And in some fashion, God credits it to our account. Whatever that looks like, the Bible talks about a judgment day where we are judged according to our deeds. I believe that's different than the judgment where the book of life is opened. At least a different aspect of it. We're not entering heaven or excluded from heaven because of our deeds. It's all because of our faith in Jesus Christ. But there is some sort of an evaluation, it appears, that examines what it is we've done with what God has entrusted us with. And we see that throughout the teaching of Jesus. God looking for a good and faithful servant, a steward that manages his master's belongings well. And when we begin to give out of a heart that desires people to know Jesus, we do so in faith that God will supply our needs. In fact, Paul will write, at various times, groups will give, he says, beyond what was expected, beyond what was even capable of giving, out of their extreme poverty, they would give. They would consider it a privilege to not only partner in the sharing of the gospel, but to help those who were in even greater need. See, when we recognize God as the supplier and His desire to involve all of us, and an understanding from His word that every good and perfect gift, in fact, does come from above, we recognize God could mysteriously make everything that is needed appear in the bank accounts, in the lives of those who are sharing Jesus. But we know through experience, we know through His word, that that's not how He's chosen to work. He scatters His gifts among His people with a desire that we would work together. And His provision for you and for me may be through somebody else. But it's not that we're the end of the chain. We're simply another step. Yes. And in doing so, we recognize that God's desire is that we would always honor Him. Excuse me a moment.
Hello. This is the office of Tom Leveler. I'm
And so when we recognize God as the provider, we live in such a way that He Himself becomes all that we need. And when He Himself is all that we need, we share out of that abundance that He is. God loves a cheerful giver. And so many times we evaluate according to the world standards, and we tell ourselves, I don't have anything to give. But when we evaluate according to God's standards, we have the greatest riches ever, the truth of Jesus. And we probably have more physical riches than we generally admit. So as we live life, this whole week I've entitled Missions for Everyone. And it involves the participation of every believer in sharing the good news of Jesus, both at home and around the world. Now, the world's a big place, and there isn't a one of us that can do all of it. And so we spend time in prayer. We ask God to help us direct the resources He's entrusted us with. And we pray, and we investigate, and we spend time with God's Spirit that those resources would be used well, not only in our decision-making, but they would be used well in the places they go. And so today, as we pray about provision, about how God provides through each one of us. He provides for me through others. He provides for others through me. A design to show how necessary we are to one another. And working together, we take the good news of Jesus to our homes, to our schools, to our workplaces, to our communities, to our state, to our nation, to our world. And we do so not because we're so good at it, not because we have all that it takes. We do so because God's so good, and He has all that it takes. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. As Your word tells us that You will supply all of our need according to Your glorious riches in heaven, may we have a better grasp on what our real needs are. May we recognize with the Apostle Paul that contentment perhaps is the greatest need that we may struggle with. But Father, may we also understand that the supply that You give is not simply for us alone. That You supply that need through our work. You supply that need through the generosity of others. You supply that need through the protection of those things that we do have. And You supply that need so that we can be generous, so that our account in some way can be credited with a partnership in the gospel, with people who are busy and devoted to sharing the good news of Jesus. And so, God, today I pray for those specifically who have moved into a new culture, perhaps far from home, perhaps not that far from home, but have done so with a deliberate purpose of sharing the good news of Jesus. the purpose of loving people in the name of Jesus, the purpose of helping people in the name of Jesus. And Father, as we prayed yesterday, I continue to pray for my friend Brett, for his family, for his son. We rejoice in the improvement that has taken place. We pray that you continue to provide a stability in all things. The provisions that's necessary financially, the provisions that's necessary emotionally and spiritually, the provisions that's necessary in every way possible. That they figure out the ongoing needs of this recent hospitalization, this current hospitalization. And Father, that through it you would be glorified in even greater ways. Father, for every one of us, wherever we go today, may we go with a mindset that you are providing exactly what we need in order to share Jesus. And many times that need is courage, more so than even finances. And so, God, today, fill us with your Spirit, with the courage that mixes with humility so that our message is received well, that it's received clearly, that the good news of Jesus is spread wherever we're at. And Father, may the provision that you have given us be willingly used by us to partner with those who are sharing Jesus in places that we can't get to. Or we won't get to, or isn't where you've called us to be. And may that partnership in the gospel bear much fruit. And may we rejoice with men and women everywhere coming to Jesus, because you are a God who provides. God, as we rejoice in your provision, as we share your provision, as we give according to how you've given to us, in all of it, may we lift up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday, a devotion and prayer time. I apologize for the phone ringing in the middle, if that was Mike picked it up. It kind of was distracting to me, but I've never had that happen during one of these broadcasts. So we'll figure a way to deal with that in the future. But thank you for your patience and for your participation in the gospel as we share together each weekday morning. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.